Leaders of the G8, the world's richest countries, wrapped up their meeting at Camp David yesterday. They reaffirmed that they want Greece to stay in the Eurozone, but they expect Greece to meet its commitments. The G8's message gets to the heart of the difficult debate which has gripped Greece for months now. Most Greeks want to keep the euro as their currency. Most also want to cancel the Eurozone-imposed austerity measures that come with the billions in international bailout loans, keeping the country solvent. All this has kept European and U.S. stock markets in a jittery state, and President Obama emphasized again yesterday that the costs of failure would be enormous. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens on how these seemingly contradictory desires are reshaping the country at a crucial time.
Katerina Papamikhail and Irini Stefanakou are huddled under an umbrella at the Panathenaic Stadium, where the first modern Olympics were held in 1896. The two friends, both in their 50s, watch ceremonial priestesses in flowing dresses dance in the rain. One will hand the Olympic torch to representatives of the London 2012 Games. Papamikhail and Stefanakou say the ceremony is a welcome distraction. Like most Greeks, they're struggling with two seemingly incompatible desires: to keep the euro as their currency, but end the austerity measures that have sharply cut their incomes. Papamikhail says if Greeks kick out corrupt politicians, then the country will be able to pay its bills without wage and pension cuts and tax hikes.
I believe it can happen. If those who have been mismanaging taxpayers' money stop doing it, then we can make it.
Stefanakou says austerity has made it impossible for her country to pay off its debts.
We're the ones who got ourselves in debt. We have to pay it off. But it can't happen the way austerity is designed now, in this asphyxiating way.
Austerity has strangled the economy, which is now in its fifth year of recession. The unemployment rate is 21%, more than double what it was in 2009. Tens of thousands of businesses have closed.
Greeks have gone through all these austerity measures without having the opportunity to recognize a way out.
Here's economist Yanis Tsarmougelis.
This is a dead-end situation. Of course you have social unrest, of course you have political instability, of course you have populist politicians coming and saying different things.
More than half of Greeks voted for anti-bailout parties in elections 2 weeks ago. No party won enough parliamentary seats to form a government, so there's a new vote planned for June 17th. A leftist party, Syriza, came in a surprise second on May 6th and is leading in pre-election polls. Its leader, Alexis Tsipras, says he would stand up to European superpowers like Germany so Greece could have both the euro and a life without austerity. Nick Malkoudzis, an editor at the Greek daily Kathimerini, says this message resonated deeply.
Greeks have been through 2.5 years or so of constant threats, constant speculation, constant fear about what's going to happen, and at some point the effect of that wears off, people become immune to it.
George Davitidis says he's not scared anymore that the Eurozone is going to let Greece default and revert to its old currency, the drachma. The 25-year-old investment advisor says Greeks have already sacrificed enough.
They sacrificed their own lives. They sacrificed the way of living. But Europe has not sacrificed at all.
Davitidis is in Synderma, the square across the street from Parliament that's often the site of protests. He's with young Greeks from the Black Sea. One plays a traditional lyre from the region. They say they plan to vote for anti-bailout parties next month. And they say they'd also like to keep the euro. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.